Well, I think that this is one of the most significant cases concerning any black person in the past 30 or 40 years in the history of the United States. We feel it's so important because it goes to the very heart of the question as to whether or not a black woman has the right to defend herself when she's a victim of a white racist sexist attack. And we feel Joanne Little acted in self-defense, and we feel that the way this question is answered will have tremendous repercussions throughout this country in regards to the life that black women are able to live. For centuries since black people were brought to this country, we had more or less been treated as nothing more than chattel slaves. And we feel now that white men have in fact taken liberties with black women and raped black women, and nothing has ever been done about it. White men have always been exonerated, but when black men have raped white women, they've gone to death row, which is the situation in North Carolina, where 80% of all people on death row being black. And so we feel that this
American system of justice is pretty much a failure to a large degree. This case may turn out, and we feel will turn out to be a victory for Joanne Little. But even if Joanne Little wins her case,